Sphinxes, statues with a lion's body and a man's head, are creatures of myth and legend, but they're also one of the great symbols of Egyptian royalty and power, the most famous of all, of course, being the Great Sphinx at Giza. Here it is now, and compared with the one at Giza, this Sphinx is very small. It's about the size of a spaniel. But it is particularly interesting, because it's not just a hybrid of a man and a lion, but a fusion of Egypt and Kush. It's made out of sandy grey granite, and it's beautifully preserved. The muscular lion's back, the mane of hair, and the powerfully outstretched paws are all classically Egyptian. But it's not a typical Egyptian pharaoh's face, because this man is unquestionably a black African, and this sphinx is the image of a black pharaoh. Hieroglyphics on the Sphinx's chest spell it out. This is a portrait of the great King Taharqa, the fourth pharaoh to rule over the combined kingdoms of Kush and Egypt. Kush occupied what is now the north half of Sudan. For thousands of years, Egypt had looked on its southern Kushite neighbour, essentially as a rich but troublesome colony that could be exploited for its raw materials. There was gold and ivory, and, very important, slaves. In this almost colonial relationship, Egypt was very much the master. But in 728 BC, the balance of power flipped.